Thank you very much, Rosemary. And we have reached our last batch of news. When we read through the paper for news items, which we hope will interest you, we come across a whole host of different subjects, some serious and some light-hearted, so that hopefully we can leave you on a light note. This hotchpot forms our last news slot, so we've included the City Hall clock's ups and downs, the current news on COVID infection rates, a 73rd wedding anniversary in hospital, the reopening of long-standing restaurant Captain America's, which some of you may remember, ending with Blakeney, which is named by a Times writer as one of the prettiest villages in the country.
Order has been restored. The City Hall clock is ticking away at the correct time again. Commuters turned to the evening news earlier in the week as part of the We'll Sort It campaign, after the hands on the clock remained stuck on noon. The campaign aims to fix folks' problems across the city. A quick call to the council confirmed the timepiece was having another down day. But as commuters left the office late, they were no longer relying on their phones or sundials for the time. After being asked whether a contractor was sent out for a quick fix, a spokeswoman for the city council said, "I haven't heard the details, but the clock is back up and running." The clock tower stands 206 feet high from the ground level to the tip of the lightning conductor, almost one-fifth as high as the Shard in London.
Coronavirus case rates in Norfolk have fallen by more than a quarter, with every district in the county seeing a reduction in rates. Latest figures show that in the 7 days up to Tuesday, November the 9th, COVID-19 case rates in the county dropped from 408.3 cases per 100,000 people to 299.7 cases per 100,000. That was a 26.6% drop. That means Norfolk's rate is below the English average of 342.3 cases per 100,000 and the East of England average of 350.9 per 100,000. The biggest fall in Norfolk was in King's Lynn and West Norfolk, where rates dropped by 34.8%. Broadland has the highest case rates, but those dropped by 31.6%. Norwich's fall from 375.6 cases per 100,000 to 306.7 was an 18.4% decrease, while South Norfolk case rates tumbled by just under 30%.
A couple in their 90s were able to celebrate their 73rd wedding anniversary in hospital after staff went above and beyond to bring them together. Born and bred in Norwich, where they've lived their entire lives, Bob and Irene Brown, aged an impressive 95 and 93, had the misfortune of each being rushed to hospital just weeks apart. In August, Bob fell in the couple's Mile Cross home and broke his hip. He was taken to the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital. But barely a few weeks after his admission, in September, Irene joined her husband at the NNUH following a fall in the garden. In the same building, but seemingly worlds apart, their daughter Margaret Wright said it was the longest her parents had been apart since Bob was in the army decades ago. It was heartbreaking, she explained. But when hospital staff got wind of the fact the pair had missed their 73rd anniversary, they set up a wonderful reunion for the long-time sweethearts.
Some people don't like change, but we need to in order to survive. That was the sentiment from Chris Williams, director of Captain America's in Norwich, which has recently reopened after a major refurbishment. Founded in 1972, Captain America's is one of the city's oldest restaurants. After closing its doors last Christmas, the business only reopened 2 weeks ago, following 10 months of revamp work and COVID lockdowns. We initially didn't want to change the concept because we were worried about upsetting people. But there comes a time when you need to do what needs to be done for the good of the business. Despite changes to the layout and design of the restaurant, the food remains unchanged. We managed to retain the same chef, despite being closed for the majority of the year, which was massive, added Mr. Williams. It's the same burgers and ribs. It's just a different model of Captain America's now. According to Mr. Williams, the initial reaction from customers to the changes have been overwhelmingly positive.
A centre at the University of East Anglia, partially made of reed and thatch, has been highlighted as one of the most exemplary sustainable building projects in the world. The Enterprise Centre, located opposite the sports park on the UEA campus, was one of 17 green buildings from around the world featured in an exhibition at COP26 in Glasgow. Completed in 2015, the building was built using low-carbon local materials, including pine and a concrete mix using locally recycled sand and aggregate. The UEA's Roger Bond said, "The university has always been a pioneer of low-energy buildings, and the Enterprise Centre has broadened and deepened this spirit."
A pair of unique objects discovered by metal detectorists have been declared as treasure. Inquests into the classification of two items were held at Norfolk Coroner's Court. They concluded that a silver pendant and gold ornament were treasure after they were deemed to be more than 300 years old and contain more than 10% precious metal. The post-medieval gilded silver heart and arrows pendant was unearthed on April the 12th this year.
A North Norfolk village has been named as one of the prettiest villages in the UK by The Times. Blakeney was praised by the publication for its lovely tangle of flinty houses and was the only village in Norfolk to feature on the list. James Stewart, who compiled the list for The Times, said, "Burnham Market is Norfolk's crowd puller. Give me Blakeney any day. Still salty, the former port is a lovely tangle of flinty houses with children crabbing off the quay, old boys with accents you can chew on, and Mawston Marsh stretching to infinity." The village was described by the newspaper as one of Norfolk's prettiest coastal villages, with its small flint cottages in the back lanes and a narrow, winding high street.
Well, we've now arrived at the end of this edition of Chatterbox, and we hope you have enjoyed it. Here is our usual reminder: when you have finished with the recording, pop the memory stick in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, not forgetting to turn the address label over. We always mention this, but it is worth repeating that you do not have to pay any postage at all, as the postal service is free.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition, and thanks go to the whole of the team which has produced it. The editor today was Christine Gillam, and the sound recordist was Eddie Elmhurst. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365. That's 01603 765 365. The office is not always manned, so do leave a message on our answer phone and we will definitely get back to you as soon as we can. You can also visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. Now is the time to remind you to keep listening, as you have Norfolk Magazine directly following this, and after that, Norwich Citizen, so there's lots more to listen to. So with that, we will say goodbye from myself, Pauline.
And from Chris.